Yo, what is up, guys? Welcome back to the Lighthouse Podcast with your host, Aiden Yambao, and co-host, Gio.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the Lighthouse Podcast. Damn. It's currently 1:17 a.m. And you guys might be wondering why I'm posting another episode. That episode that I recorded that came out today. Saturday, because technically it's Sunday. That episode that came out yesterday was pre-recorded. And it was me talking about just things. But one thing I talked about in that episode was the Manny Pacquiao Ugas fight just ended. No, I just watched it. Yeah, Ugas won. All three judges scored the contest for him. He landed more, threw way less punches, and I don't know if that was Pacquiao's retirement. I don't know if that was his final fight. I think it might be, though. This man's getting too old for this, but that was his 8th career loss ever in the history of the sport. It's just crazy, and I don't know why I'm recording now. It's really late. I'm disappointed. Not in Pacquiao. Well, yes, in Pacquiao, because he could have hit way more punches. He could have hit way more. A lot could have happened. But whatever. Congrats to Ugas for retiring Pacquiao. I think, I'm not sure. But he might retire. He might have just retired Pacquiao. That's so disappointing. Now I'm gonna be on the look for Ugas' next fight to make sure I root against him. I'm not joking, by the way, but damn, it sucks. Pacquiao is like my favorite boxer, and just watching him lose, he didn't even do bad either. I'm just mad. I'm disappointed. I'm literally everything you could be right now. I'm literally so mad. But I have nothing else to say. I'm just shocked. I'm truly shocked. Because I never would have expected Pacquiao to lose his final fight. It went all 12. It went the distance, but like, for what reason? Oh, no. Well, I don't like that, bro. Pacquiao's literally my favorite boxer, and he's about to retire. And he's about to retire with an L, bro. Dude, fuck. Oh my god, I'm so pissed. I mean, it is what it is. You win some, you lose some, but it's sad he might have to end his career off of a loss. And he knew about the new opponent like a week or two ahead of the fight. So that was stupid, because he was training for this one guy, and then all of a sudden, nope, this guy backed out. You need to fight this other random ass dude who's probably been studying you, because this was probably planned. But I don't know. That might just be me being salty. But yes, the injury thing, that was, I don't know, that was stupid. Errol Spence Jr. backed out, and I don't know. Damn, I'm so disappointed. I'm upset, disappointed, and mad, and just everything at the moment. First day of Florida, you know, going well so far. That's the first thing to start off my vacation, pretty much. on that note, I'm going to wrap up this episode. Just a quick, short, little episode. Well, thank you all for listening. Peace out.